Then Nga koe with us to this morning to end a fabulous morning, although rather disruptive, is Whānau Ora Commissioning Agency Chair Merepeka Raukawa Tait. Merepeka was a blueprint to reduce child poverty in Aotearoa was released in two reports at Rua Pōtaka Marae yesterday. And the reports provide evidence that the Whānau Ora Commissioning Agency, Ngā Tini Whetū, reverses the child poverty curve. Merepeka Raukawa Tait, can you tell us about Ngā Tini Whetū pilot and what was involved and what is the impact?
Yes, well, there were over 800 whānau involved, and it really is a new approach to tackling child poverty. We have to understand that in New Zealand, over the last 30 years, at least the last three decades, poverty has become entrenched in our country, and particularly there are whānau, and particularly Māori whānau, that have been severely impacted. But the saddest thing is that our tamariki have borne the brunt of poverty, and so we've had to look at a new approach. And so what we did do, we talked to people such as ACC, Oranga Tamariki, TPK, and they invested in Whetū, Tini Whetū, and so it was a new approach. It was kaupapa led. It was community involvement, obviously the whānau involvement, and the outcomes have been absolutely quite outstanding because whānau have been involved. They've looked at what are the important issues for them to reduce in their homes or to start doing in their homes that would make a difference. And so the report was actually launched yesterday by the Minister, Pene Henere, Minister of Whānau Ora.
So how's this approach different from those that have come before?
Well, first of all, I mean, there was an opportunity, and we're very grateful for the Department of the Prime Minister in Cabinet, and that was, of course, under the previous Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, because she was the Minister for Child Poverty, and trying to reduce child poverty, of course. And so she said, what is it that we can do differently? And we said, well, how about significant government agencies working together with us to deliver an approach that is Māori kaupapa, that has whānau involvement, and that we each look at it to see what is it that we want to ensure that our people are safe, that they have good housing, you know, that they can get into jobs and training. But more than that, let's not just intervene. Let's try to assist our whānau to identify their strengths and to grow those strengths so that they can start planning to lift themselves with good support out of poverty. So that's been the complete difference. Co-investment by these other government organisations playing a big part, and it's all been about relationships, which is so. Absolutely, as it should be. Anyway, relationships, it's always important.
So is this Māori-led and Māori, working with Māori, by Māori?
Absolutely, it has been. I mean, to be honest, Whānau Ora wouldn't be involved if it wasn't Māori-led. So it's Māori-led, whānau-centric, whānau-centred, and of course, one of the so important aspects of trying to reduce child poverty is that we have wonderful navigators or kaimahi, kaiarahi, who live in the communities beside the families, and so they're well known. And, we don't gloss over the fact that our families have been struggling for many, long before COVID. People talk about, COVID's had a big effect on whānau. We know that. But there are so many whānau that were living in Struggle Street long before COVID. And so our kaimahi, our kaiarahi are well known within the communities, and they work alongside of the families. And, we tell our families that, whatever your circumstances are right now, that doesn't have to determine your future. And so often families don't even think about the future because they just can't even, they don't have the headspace to look up. They're just, just trying to survive, actually.
Can you give us some examples of feedback from these families and how this approach has helped to reduce poverty for them?
Well, a lot of them have now said that they looked, as a whānau, they looked to see what, you know, what can we do? And, well, a lot of the children weren't going to school. And that's not because the children are lazy or things like that, but so often the children go to school, they're cold, they're hungry, you know, sometimes it's a transport issue. And so slowly but surely, the family said, if we can just knock off one or two of these two or three things, then we start to address the other issues. Another big one is many of the whānau just don't have any disposable dollars. You know, I mean, by the time they pay their rent, I mean, just trying to get, you know, shoes for the children. So we worked on the basic things that the families themselves identified. And then before long, five or six things were ticked off, knocked off, and they identified a few more other things. And over a period of time, you know, they were just crossing off things left, right and centre, and those things were being addressed. And then they could start taking a bit more of the, okay, now we need to get out of this place. It's not suitable, you know, where they were living. So how do we do that? And so many of them actually, they moved with good support. And, you know, then having to look at, well, okay, we've got to do some a little bit better with our budgeting. And so, you know, just sometimes it's quite a simple thing. For many of us, some of these strategies and actions are very simple. But family have never looked at it in terms of long term. Because what we are saying, any changes have to be sustainable, got to be enduring. You can't just put something in place and then within two or three months it all falls over. So that's why you need to have the family working beside you. Now, what could ACC contribute? You know, how can we keep the family safe? So they brought Pūtea to the table, Oranga Tamariki as well. What did they have? And so they brought Pūtea to the table and also expertise as well. So it was such a great collaborative effort, which really in future, that's how most things should work. Because I can tell you something, one organisation such as Oranga Tamariki, or let's say Whānau Ora, not one organisation can do it on its own, because the issues for our whānau are complex and it requires a collaborative approach. It requires definitely co-investing, and it requires support from the top of those organisations such as TPK. I mean, TPK were absolutely brilliant. So, you know, and it's not about, oh, well, we're better at doing this. It's about, no, let's work together. Let's work with the family. Let's tell them they're important. Let's give them hope, and then help them drive into a better future. So it was really exciting.
Oh, excellent. So all eyes will be on the budget next week. How do you think Whānau Ora is going to be supported?
Yes, well, to be honest, you're quite right. We're all, and because the minister was there, and he did say, you know, tongue in cheek, he said, "Oh, I guess you'll all be looking at the budget." And I will be going down, and JT, of course, as our chief executive of Whānau Water, he'll be going down as well to Wellington, because you can't tell us, as the minister did say yesterday, you know, this is quite exciting, this new approach. You know, you can't say that to us, that, well done, you guys, and it's a great approach to take, without saying, right, now we need to roll it out further to more whānau, and we're going to fund you adequately to see that happens. So we'll be there, and no, I don't want to jump up and down if there's no Pūtea provider for us next week. But, you know, we have got to get serious about the reduction of poverty, but particularly the impacts of poverty on our tamariki. If we don't, we are consigning the next generation to continue to live in poverty, and we can't have that.
We talked to Professor Elaine Rush yesterday about child poverty, and she was saying, in a passing statement, she said there seems to be more care about the welfare of our young animals, like cows, calves, than there is about our tamariki and their mothers. So really,
I agree with that, and I think one of the main reasons is, because poverty is afflicting our Māori, Tamariki and Pacific Island children. If poverty was afflicting Pākehā children, my God, all the help would be provided. And that's not a nice thing to say, I know, on my part, but it's absolutely true. We are content in this country to see Pacifica children and Māori children continue to live in poverty. And that's why, thank God, we've got Whānau Ora. Thank God we've got our providers in the communities who can give us the hard data to say, this is, for the last 30 years, Tamariki Māori have borne the impact of poverty in this country, and we need to get serious about it.
Ka pai. Thank you, Merepeka Raukawa Tate, and thank God we've got Merepeka to stand up and talk for us. Nga mihi kia koe te mārei kura.
Thank you. Kia ora. Thank you.